The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Kenny Show with Anton in for Pat. Just a warning, we're going to be talking about an item that contains details of physical and sexual abuse, which some may find disturbing, because we're moving to discuss the man previously described as a music mogul, Sean Diddy Combs, facing serious new allegations involving assault in two separate new lawsuits. These allegations add to a series of high-profile cases that have surfaced in the entertainment industry, sparking conversations about power, accountability and safety. So joining me to discuss what these latest lawsuits will mean for Combs is Sophie Peachey, assistant news editor with The News Movement. Sophie, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me on.
It is a pleasure. Can you take us through what the latest lawsuits are? Because it is becoming quite a list that is mounting against Sean Diddy Combs.
It is becoming quite a list. So obviously, like you said, a bit of background, a Texas attorney, Texas-based attorney, Tony Busby, had promised that he would file civil lawsuits on behalf of almost 120 different alleged abuse victims of Combs. And he's just filed two more lawsuits in New York Supreme Court. One of them is that he's been accused of drugging and sexually assaulting a 10-year-old boy in a New York City hotel in 2005. And the other is that he's been accused of assaulting a 17-year-old would-be contestant on the reality television series Making the Band in 2008.
In terms of the nature of the lawsuits brought, is this civil or is this criminal or both?
These are civil lawsuits.
And he is already facing federal charges criminally, is that correct?
Yeah, he's separately facing federal charges of sex trafficking and racketeering. And obviously, it needs to be said that he obviously denies all of these. His lawyers have come forward against the new claims and accused the plaintiff's lawyer, again, Tony Busby, that he's just seeking publicity.
What does it mean in terms of timing for the various different lawsuits? Do the civil cases have to wait until the criminal have been prosecuted?
That's a good question. His court date has been set for, I think, May 5th, I want to say. But I think they happen separately.
And obviously this is going to be up there with trials like that of the Johnny Depp and Amber Heard divorce or the O.J. Simpson trial in terms of public spectacle. There's likely to be a huge amount of attention to it.
There is likely to be a huge amount of attention to it. And I think this is one of the reasons why the judges so far have kept him in jail and have denied his bail charges, because they worry that he'll be able to use his money and influence to kind of like sway public sentiment if he was on the outside.
One assumes, though, that the amount of money that he has is waning fast, because he has lost a lot, if not all, I assume, of his major partnerships. He did have a vodka partnership through Diageo. He had other very significant corporate links. He had the Sean John fashion lines, all of which have dissolved in recent years.
They have, but interestingly, I guess it's the kind of age-old adage of like separating art from the artist. Whilst a lot of his big brands have dropped him and he's been losing business in that sense, his music streaming has gone up. So there's an analytics company called Luminate, and his music, in the week in which he was arrested, there was an 18.3% increase on-demand streams during the week of his arrest, during the 17th of September. And if you look at last year compared to now, the number of people that follow him on Spotify has gone from 1.5 million last year to 1.8 million now, which is about 15% according to Chartmetrics. So whilst, yes, a lot of his business is dropping him, I guess his music, quite similar to what happened after the documentary with R. Kelly, where his numbers nearly doubled, that's moving on. I guess that's a separate question about how much money you can really be making from music streaming. But it doesn't look like it's totally over for him in that sense.
But it's a fascinating insight that despite the fact of how horrendous the publicity is for both men, they actually get sold more music off the back of it.
Yeah, but it's interesting though. I was thinking psychologically why this happens. And I guess it's that music is almost like another part of the case, and people try and go to the music to comprehend how the person's brain works and how a person like that can make music like this and then have these accusations kind of launched against them. So I think it's all kind of part of the tapestry of the case that people look to kind of decipher what they think is going on in their own head.
Now, one of the things that has been interesting about the progression of this case is the rapidity of it in the last 18 months to 2 years, because Sean Diddy Combs had a number of previous legal issues. Every couple of years, there would be either issues to do with copyright infringement, or there might be things to do with minor assault or robbery or those kind of things. This has really accelerated since, as I understand it, wasn't it the Cassie Ventura case, where she civilly sued him for that horrendous assault, the video of which did the rounds a number of years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so she, so Cassie filed this kind of like explosive federal lawsuit against him back in November 2003, which he denied. But then in May 2024 of this year, CNN published this really shocking, very graphic security footage, which showed him assaulting her, which obviously very closely married up with the accusations that she'd made, which he denied. So then following the leak, he had to kind of issue a video statement, video apology, saying that his behavior on that video was inexcusable. But I think that was kind of, yeah, that was, like you say, that was the start of the timeline. But also when someone presents you with this inalienable evidence, CCTV footage of what they're alleging against him, it's kind of, I think that started to sway public sentiment against him a lot.
And I assume to some extent that was then the dam burst, because other complainants then came out to make allegations who had been previously silent.
Exactly. And the attorney, Tony Busby, like I said, he's got over 150 different plaintiffs. He says that he's been going through caseloads of about 3,000 other people coming forward. He says he's collecting video footage, text transcripts, and he's spoken about how this is going to end up revealing quite a lot of dirty secrets about the industry. It's been the industry's most well-kept secret. So I think it's just going to be explosive, totally explosive.
If Sean Diddy Combs is unsuccessful in his defence of the civil actions and unsuccessful in his defence of the criminal actions, what penalties does he face?
I don't know what penalties he faces. That is a very good question. I imagine quite a lot. I guess it's different. It's different for each lawsuit, depending on how they go.
Unlikely, I imagine, that he would remain a rich and free man if he is unsuccessful in both defences. We will obviously be coming back to this because, as you say, it's going to be one of those cases that it will be focused on all the way around the world. Sophie, thank you very much. That's Sophie Peachey, who is Assistant News Editor with The News Movement. By the way,
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.